Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello, I'm Kendra Vaughn, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. Patience is a virtue. Man, I heard that for my entire life. I didn't even know what a virtue was. I knew what patience was, and I didn't have any. But I laugh at how I heard that phrase over and over again, and how funny it was to me to realize when that made sense to me, when those words rang truth in my head. It was like the first time when I was praying the Our Father after I had my beautiful encounter with the Lord, and I understood, "Thy will be done." I have recited that prayer, I can't tell you how many times in my life, and never did I really understand, "Thy will be done. Your will, Lord, will be done." Here on earth and in heaven. And the same thing with that phrase, patience is a virtue. Words mean things, you know? And I just said it just to say it because it was one of those phrases that I knew. And it was only until I started asking the Lord for patience. And this is one thing that I want to say is be careful what you ask for. Because when it comes to virtues, the Lord is going to give you a lot of opportunities to exercise them. I am sure you've heard this many times before, but virtues are things that we have to be actively working on with God. It's different than Holy Spirit gifts. Those are true gifts. We can't practice or earn those. Those are beautiful graces from God. And we can pray for those. I pray all the time, please pour out more of your gifts of the Holy Spirit. I ask the Holy Spirit every morning to ignite in me. And so when we're looking at patience and virtues, it's a little bit different. It's like a muscle, and we have to exercise it. Otherwise, it atrophies. And when it comes time to lift that object or to move something heavy in our lives, we're not going to be able to because our muscles aren't going to be strong enough. And it's not like you have to, it's not like you say, "Oh, yeah, I've got patience. I don't need to work on that anymore. Let's work on the next virtue." I wish it worked that way, but it doesn't. We have to exercise our virtues every single day. And the reason why I bring patience up is because I think that's probably the hardest one. And we constantly get challenged by letting go and giving it to God. God's timing is perfect. Let me repeat that. God's timing is perfect. Perfect. We don't have a clue what perfection is. One day, remember back in the day when I was on Shalom World as the TV news anchor? Sometimes I'd come to you in the podcast in my car. And one day I left my house late. I was late for my filming. And I'm, you know, tooling along pretty fast through my neighborhood. And I realized, oh no, I forgot my phone. So I turned around, I went back, and then I couldn't find it. Running around all over the place, I find it in this crazy spot where I never put it. A good, probably 5 minutes have gone by. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I'm really going to be late. So I just texted them and they said, it's okay. Get here when you get here. Be careful. And so I'm tooling down the highway and boom, there is this massive accident. Massive. Car turned on its head. And we're tooling on by. And it was that moment that God put in my heart the beautiful grace of me forgetting my phone. That happened for a reason. That could have been me upside down in that vehicle. We don't know God's plans. We don't know God's timing. But perhaps me being late and forgetting my phone, I just needed to be patient and know that I will get there when I get there. And God, and by the way, I was late. I ended up jumping off after that accident on this kind of sideways directional thing. Like I got off the highway and I ended up getting to the studio almost on time. And I remember when I saw the accident, I said, you know what? I need to be calm and be patient. And God will get me there when I get there, and everything will be fine. Lord, when I get there, please help me not make any mistakes and get through the recording quickly so that they can all move on to the next project or the next things that are coming into the studio. And that's what happened. It was a beautiful day, but it was a moment where I realized that my patience, I had to look at other things in the world around me and why and how God's hand is moving things. And if something doesn't go my way, it might be for a reason. Not might be, it is for a reason. There's something going on that God has me doing instead of what I think I should be doing. Or God hasn't answered this prayer in this timeline like I want it, because God's got a better plan. And maybe he answers that prayer, but when he answers it, it makes that prayer that much better. Or maybe I'm not ready to receive that answered prayer yet. I've got a little bit of learning to do or growing to do. We really need to let go and give it all to God. And this goes back to living in the present moment with the Holy Spirit. Because when we do that, we can pull ourselves away from that impatience, because it's always about looking into the future. That, my friends, is my problem. I don't think much about the past anymore. I do plan for the future. I don't worry about the future. I plan. Now, God doesn't want us to not plan. I mean, he needs us to be active participants in our lives. But we also have to be open to his nuances and little changes in our plans. So when something comes up and tweaks the plan a little bit, well, let's sit there and ask the Lord, Lord, is this where you want me to go instead of where I wanted to go? And I'm just sharing all of this because right now I'm struggling with patience. I want things to be done on my time. We are control freaks. Let's face it. We think we can control everything, and we can control some things. The only thing we can control is how we react to the people and the world around us and God. So the more we call on God to help us with patience, the more you're going to notice things in your life. I shared with my husband, okay, I'm going to work on patience. And he laughed. I mean, he like giggled at me. This was pretty early in my journey. And he's like, okay. And I didn't realize how impatient I was, how frustrated I got, how much of a control freak I truly was, where if it wasn't done my way, I would just take it over. And if you were on the highway, you better get off of my left lane because I'm going to come running up to your tail. If there's seven people in line at the grocery store, I am freaking out and wigging out, looking at every person saying, who's going to open this other lane here? I got stuff to do. It's crazy when I think about how I used to be. I used to get in the car and I used to backseat drive my husband because he wasn't driving fast enough. He should be getting in this lane. Maybe this rings true with some of you. That's all gone. And this, thank you, God, is that beautiful grace. But I still have to work on it. Because when I don't live with God and I'm not living in the present and I'm not happy and learning and opening my heart to God in my life, I then become worldly. I become impatient. I become sucked into doing things, as many things as I possibly can today, means that I've been productive and that means that I've had a good day. The lessons the world has taught me need to disappear, and God needs to say, we'll get things done on my time. And when we have deadlines and priorities, let's pray for God to come into those and help us with those deadlines and timelines. We know that the world doesn't always just go by God's time, right? We've got stuff we have to do by certain timelines. So let's ask God to help us with those. And let's continue to exercise the patient, virtuous characteristic that we all strive for, that we want people to see in us, where they look at us and say, wow, how can you be dealing with this like that? It's a beautiful thing to witness. And I want to remind everyone that we are all called to respond to God. Since we've had this encounter and we believe in the Lord, we need to change. And we can't do it without him. We need the Holy Spirit to transform us. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with patience, to remind us that God's timing is perfect, and to pull ourselves into today and to ask him to ignite our souls on fire and to be that love, that peace, and that joy to everyone we encounter today. Lord, give me patience. Patience is a virtue, and I want me some of that. All right, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Hallow,
the number one Catholic app. Hallow has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallow meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallow.com/breadbox.